orange blossoms turn me on, and mockingbirds write the best.
This year's winners include a full-time singer-songwriter from Jacksonville, a pharmacist from Bushnell, and a science teacher from Palm Beach County. Third place winner Michael Denny says he wrote Florida Boy after he had been out of Florida for a while trying to make a living with his music in Tennessee when he realized how much he missed his home state.
I had a renewed love for the state, so it just made a lot of sense, and wrote Florida Boy. You know, wrote it pretty fast, and you know, certainly from the heart, because I'm just writing about the experience of what it's been like living here from the beginning to now for me.
It just sounded like it was from the heart.
That's such a nice thing to hear. And of course, that's, you know, really, if you're a writer, then you would know that that's probably the ultimate compliment, because we all want to just really connect with what we're really trying to say, and we don't always pull it off. And even though we may think we're saying exactly what we want to say it in heartfelt, other people might not get it. So, hey, thanks for that, Don.
I shared a limb with some Spanish moss. In Okeechobee, she has tossed me, been lulled to sleep by a chorus of frogs. Florida boy. I spent Christmas getting sunburned. In hurricanes or hell, but you learned to bend strong like a coconut palm. Boy.
Second place winner Walt Lutzinger, a pharmacist in Bushnell, says he's written hundreds of songs. He's especially proud of Home on the Withlacoochee because it's about his own backyard.
There's a sandhill crane in the cattails, a swallow-tailed kite on the wing, a yellow-throat warbler with his heart in a song. Must be the first of spring. Down home on the Withlacoochee, cypress trees reach.
I write about kind of everything that, you know, is important in my life, but it's a little more fun to write about your home, which is what, you know, my song was about. It's really just about home. I live in a little development called Withlacoochee Heights, and we don't live directly on the river, but we have access to the river in our neighborhood through a boat ramp, a deeded boat ramp. So we can walk to it, and we get the benefit of all the wildlife and things from there. So it's, you know, it's very rustic and pretty much like the song describes it. And the recording, if you heard the recording, you probably heard the bird call intro and the frog chorus exit on the song, and those are recorded from my back porch.
Home on the Withlacoochee, sit yourself down beside a cypress knee.
The number one song was written by science teacher, musician Don DeWitt of Palm Beach County.
It's the Withlacoochee way, cypress breeze, crackery. River bend, foggy wind, rainbow spring, hawk on wing. It's the Withlacoochee way.
What does that mean to you to win that contest?
It just means that I tuned in to Florida and the feeling of Florida and the Withlacoochee River in particular. And by tuning in to that vibe, I was able to channel all the parts of the song that made it the Withlacoochee way.
A lot of people write songs about Florida, and they throw out a lot of cities about in Florida and that sort of thing. You had such minute details about the things that one experiences around a river.
It really was that I was tuned in to the surroundings. I had gotten my coffee, and I was sitting there. It was probably 7:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And I started seeing birds and hearing the birds, and the, you know, the breeze was blowing. And it was just sort of a, you know, a place where everything came together at one time.
All three winners of the Will McLean Best New Florida Song Competition will perform at noon on Saturday at the festival, which is at the Saratoma Youth Ranch, 7 miles west of Dade City. For more information, go online to willmclean.com. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend. It's the Withlacoochee.